Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Vanderpump Villa has first-class luxury and world-class drama. Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump, just launched on Hulu. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
Meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. As they try to provide once-in-a-lifetime experiences for their guests, the staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards. Not everyone has what it takes.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
I am really excited about this episode, but I'm also really excited about the fact that I have 379 supporters on Patreon as of today. That is incredible. Like, we are under 400, like right edging up on it, and we'll be at 500 soon, which means that there will be a patron-only season of Sup for you guys. And I can't thank you enough for your support. I know I say that every single time this podcast starts, but it truly, I mean it. Like, you guys allow me to do this thing that I love, which is talk about Vanderpump Rules 24/7. And for that, I'm eternally grateful. If you're wanting to get involved and become a supporter or a patron of Sex Unique Podcast, there's lots of different levels that you can come in as a supporter on. Pledging $1 per episode gets you access to weekly bonus episodes. $2 per episode gets you access to my personal favorite project, the Vanderpump Rules Hierarchy of Darkness, which is an attempt to catalog every single happening person, place, or thing in the Vanderpump Rules universe. It's made for fans, by fans, and it's interactive and it's very, very fun. There's Google Hangouts, there's direct access to the mailbox of Sup, so your questions get read on the air. My goal is to build in rewards that let you guys know how much I appreciate your support and give you something back in return. So check it out, www.patreon.com/sexuniquepodcast. And without further ado, I give to you the podcast for geniuses. Sup.
This is the Sexy Unique Podcast, an exploration of Vanderpump Rules.
Ain't nobody got me feeling like I'm feeling you.
And I'm your host,
like I'm feeling you.
Lara Marie like Shane Hall.
Yeah, everybody freeze, put your hands up. We ain't about to take it easy, I hope you cakes up. London with the beach, here we go so in. Got a girl with a friend, yeah, we both win.
Hotel okay, everyone. Raise your glasses high for today's guest, all the way from New York, but in LA now, Chris Black.
What's good?
What's good?
What's good, family?
I'm going to blow up your spot right now because I need to be honest. Chris got to this apartment and was sat down on the couch and he was like, okay, so full disclosure, I've not watched the episode.
I
did see a recap, and you've seen like what, a few scenes, some choice
yes,
scenes.
Yeah, I've seen okay. the choice scenes, and I also am familiar with the brand.
You're familiar
don't,
with the brand.
Don't discount. I only watch Bravo. I basically have cable just to watch Bravo, so don't ever think I could miss anything on the network.
Okay, good. What's is Vanderpump your top Bravo show? Don't disappoint me.
I mean, of course.
Okay,
but Below Deck is a pretty
Below Deck
contender.
Is like SpongeBob Vanderpump.
It's not really. Below Deck is truly trash.
Yeah.
Like it's the worst of the worst.
Yeah.
But I love it. And that's my, because all these spinoffs don't do it for me. Like the spinoffs of the popular, like the Shep dating show.
No, that's creepy.
Because being Southern, I really love Southern charm.
Yeah.
It's like really, because
you're a charm head.
Yeah, I'm a charm head.
Okay.
Charleston is just so, I don't know. Everything about it is funny. But I cannot mess with.
No, I can't fuck with Shep's like dating thing. It darked me out too much. I tried to watch like half of it and then I was done.
If somebody called you and said, would you go on a date with Shep? You would for sure.
In the past, I would have, but not now.
Because he's doing the show.
Because he's doing the show, but he also is like kind of creepy. Like I'm there was like a creeper moment. And then I'm also like slowly getting over like man children of his ilk, so to speak.
Congratulations.
Yeah. It's been a process. So like, I don't have like time for a Shep. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Would I go like have a drink with him and like some of his friends? Sure. It can be funny, but like not
see,
in a date.
Shep, that kind of person I actually find him fairly charming, but he's reminiscent of like just high school bros. If you're from the South,
yeah.
It's a very,
he's a very like DMB kind of listening.
Yeah.
Bro.
Yeah. And
I
the
can
look,
get it.
And that's what I love so much about all those characters is they just look like that. Like
yeah.
There's no, none of them have, just cause they're rich doesn't mean they elevate their,
taste.
Their look or no. tastes over time.
No. And I heard actually I had a friend who used to know Shep really well, and Shep would come to LA a lot and like chill. They'd chill together. And like, he said that Shep does a lot of blow.
Of course. That's
yeah.
My favorite thing about reality television is that there's a lot of people in the world that don't realize they're all on drugs and they can't show that on TV.
Yeah. And they're all on drugs
like
on Vanderpump Rules, which
oh,
is
yeah.
what I really love. Like another layer of the onion that makes
you
it
work
so
in
perfect.
A restaurant, for God's sake.
I mean, that's like your bread and butter is cocaine and
yeah.
Adderall.
Yeah, for
yeah.
sure. And I think that is the best. That's the best part of reality TV is that can never, because it's like they were just drinking all day. It's like, that's not really how drinking works.
No,
it's gonna catch
you
up
have
with
to
you.
Have some sort of like amphetamine to power you through a day drink yes. into a late night drink.
Don't I know it? Don't I know it?
Been there.
I have been there.
Okay, let's just jump in because there's a lot to go over.
Please. I just, and I want to clarify to the listener that, you know, you're very prepared.
To the listener.
To the listener. I'm sorry. Well, we call it the,
you
and
call
you
it
can
the
steal
collective?
This. No, the global listenership.
Oh, you know what? I do have a global listenership.
See, you can take
I have
that.
A lot of Australian fans, NBD.
Do we call that global?
Yeah.
Yeah, we do.
Down That's, under.
Yeah.
So, okay, so Brittany, this episode starts off with Brittany and Stassi going to the spa for a spa day, which is like, I guess Brittany and Jax were supposed to do that together for their 2-year anniversary, but now it's just like Stassi instead.
This is just fake.
Yeah. Well, I think that it's like, it's obviously an excuse to like talk about whatever's going on.
But Stassi is the in-house Jax expert. So
yeah,
they put them
so
together.
It's like you have to really touch base yeah. with Stassi to know what you're dealing with. And
I love that that's her role now. She's just like the
Jack's consultant.
That's literally her job.
Yeah, she's
that's
a paid.
Sad.
Yeah. No, it's really sad. Stassi serves no purpose on the show. Like, there's no organic reason
no.
for her
Well,
to
I think
be
with
there.
Reality television in general, there's a trend of like keeping an old head around just for the sake of like the original member.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's what she serves.
Yeah. And she's like a fan favorite. Like I think there's a huge contingency of like female fans that really like stand for Stassi.
What is it like about her?
I've been asking that question for years.
Is she like relatable?
I think she thinks she's relatable. Like, she tries to, like, be, she tries to be, like, quirky, like, funny, like, into murder and, like, sassy girl. But, like, she sucks. She sucks.
There's nothing there.
No.
The boyfriend, the fucking boyfriend with the ponies, that guy's a legend. That guy is a legend. Because I for whatever reason, it didn't hit me until, I guess, the episode before last when they were, like, at dinner.
Yeah.
You know, and he, like, oh my God.
Well, he wasn't even on the season or on the show until that episode.
I thought but you could see him probably. I'm sure if you Googled it, because he's also a person.
Oh yeah,
he's
I did not know about the ponytail.
That dude.
That was a new element that, like.
But her liking that also just really completed the circle.
Her liking his entire look that episode, like when he walked into that apartment wearing that feminine trench coat that was very fit, like the also, whole thing came together so viscerally for me. I was like, this
wearing
these two nightmare
a trench
people.
Coat in LA is crazy.
It's crazy. But do you think though that you can, I think, like, if you're a really drapey, like, loose trench,
no.
Not even if it's kind of chilly.
I have to bring a whole separate LA look when I mean, even though I'm wearing all navy because I'm in my blue period right now. This feels very New York, mm-hmm. sadly, mm-hmm. but I try to consider, like, yo, I don't need any of this shit. Like, it's never, like, a trench coat is, I mean, I wear one for sure in New York. It's very dramatic here.
Yeah.
To get out of your car and, like, swing your trench coat
is
dramatic.
Like, there's a lot of, like, casualties that can happen with a trench coat in LA. Like, you rub against something. Like, it's just, like, it's hazardous.
Do you think it was Burberry or no?
I don't know. It looked like a Zara.
It looked like a Zara.
It looked Zara-ish.
What's his name again?
Patrick.
He looks like a Patrick. Okay.
But guess what? I got, like, this is actually a good segue because I got a DM today on Insta. And someone was, like, hardcore defending Patrick to me.
They would know him personally. There's no other reason.
You think so?
How could you? There's nothing about that guy to defend. It's all funny. I guess maybe he's good at his job. I don't listen to sports talk radio.
Well, you know, they were saying that he used to have a podcast or, like, a radio show on Cosmos Radio. And so he would talk about, like, relationship issues and, like, a lot, and, like, dating and stuff.
I'm all set on that.
And that he had, like, a huge female following. And then this person was like, I miss him every day. And I was like, I appreciate your truth.
But I'm not here for it.
That's great.
Thank you for your message.
Thank you. No, I'm open to everyone's, like, feelings about Vanderpump Rules, but I don't necessarily have to agree with them.
Yeah, that's my outlook on life.
So Stassi and Brittany are at the spa. Brittany's like slurring, kind of. Like, she thinks she's, like, really stopped up for some reason, but she's like, they literally go into the sun. She's like, I need this. And, like, the whole time she's like, I don't know what to do. And, like, I was like, is she well? Like, she's ill.
You're really talented.
Thank you. Stassi looks jaundiced. She's, like, spray tanned to a point of jaundice.
What do you think she's had done? Fillers?
Chin implant, lips, Botox, boob reduction. I think that's it. But lots of fillers.
I think that's it.
Yeah.
I think that's it. She hasn't had her knees reconstructed or anything.
Not yet.
Her whole face.
She's still young.
She's got lots of time.
Yeah, she's got lots of time to, like, age into it.
Yeah, she doesn't look... I mean, I don't... Brittany, I just don't... Like, of all the girls to be in a relationship with,
mm-hmm.
is it just because he's ran through the rest of them?
No, I think it's because they, like, met... Well, they met in Vegas. So on Jax and Brittany's spinoff...
I watched a little bit of that, and that is absolutely a toilet.
Yeah, it was nothing. And so it went into their history, though, of, like, how they met.
Oh, okay.
And Brittany was dating this other guy. And
was
then
he a Jax type?
No. He was, like, this, like, black dude who was, like, really sporty and, like, athletic with a long hair situation. He was cute. Aaron. And then...
Whoa. Aaron, he's great.
Aaron was great.
He's great. He seems great.
And so... She was dating Aaron, and then she was in Vegas with, like, a bunch of her friends, and Jax was also in Vegas, and so they met in Vegas and I think slept together, and then she went back.
So she had a man.
Yeah.
She
Jaxed herself.
She behaved like her enemy.
Yes.
That's unfortunate.
I know. So she left Aaron to come move in with Jax in LA.
Do you think it's because she wanted to, like, live the LA dream?
Who doesn't?
I mean,
who does not?
You're talking
want
to the man who really does. But I'm saying, do you think she thought Jackson would get her out of the slums?
I'm sure that's an allure. He took her out of her like sad Kentucky life, like living on that compound.
Is her Kentucky life sadder than living in an apartment in North Hollywood with Jax?
TBD.
Because
they were living in Koreatown.
Those apartments on that show,
the apartments are their own special.
But they're
breed.
Rich. Like, you guys are rich. Like,
yeah.
Or not. You're not like wealthy, but you could go live in an apartment that's nicer.
But the thing is, they have no taste. Like, the taste level.
But no taste is go live in the place next to the Grove with all the other reality stars.
Yeah.
And it's still much nicer than where you're living now.
But that's still like some modicum of taste.
You're right.
But that's like that's not my taste, but it still is
a
taste.
Some sort.
They truly are like, they like don't know what's good and what's bad. It's like they're like children just like wandering around in the world. They have no, like, they're untethered to the reality.
Every time
of taste.
They show the inside of one of the apartments, I'm like, are you guys for real? Because they're 30 plus years old. These aren't like teenagers.
Yeah. It's a shutter. It's a full body shutter.
I just don't know. Like, I just don't know how you don't have one person in your life that's like, yo, man, like, you're on TV and shit. Like, this is really what you're trying to put out into the world.
No, maybe they need you to be their brand consultant.
I'm available.
Yeah. Would you do it? Who would you brand consult for in the cast?
Well, I think Schwartz is the most sellable.
Yeah.
Because he's like the best looking and most
normal. He is the best looking.
In my opinion. And mm-hmm. I feel like I could spend time with him.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
What would you like? What would you try and do for him?
He just needs some. He needs a new look, man. He needs some gear.
Okay.
He's the least offensive.
Yeah.
So maybe that says a lot about me that I just don't want to do too much work.
You don't want to work that hard.
No. Well, some of those guys.
But I get that.
Some of those guys are past the point of no return.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing to. You can't do anything with Jax at this point. Like, what's done is pretty much done.
Well, I think Jax has actually moved into a category of being like the archetype of that kind of man.
Yeah. He is.
Like, he is that guy. Like, the like sweaty date rapist is like him. That's like his, that's him. He owns that.
He is like toxic masculinity, yeah. Numero uno.
But do you think he thinks he's like a little woke?
No.
That's good.
I don't think he does. I don't see how he possibly
But guys like
could.
That have like had gay sex before. You know what
Definitely.
I mean?
Definitely.
So they might, so they.
For sure.
What I'm saying
that's
is,
part of the allure.
They could, they have sex with black girls and have sex with men, so they might in some way think they're woker than they truly
yeah.
are, obviously.
No, I don't think he would categorize himself as woke.
That's almost woke in itself. That yeah. he knows that he's not. He's I'm not trying to give him more credit than he deserves, but I'm
like,
just
Jax, secret woke hero. Tell me more.
Yeah, that's your Daily Mail headline.
Wait, so I love giving deals on the show to the cast members because I give them really good deals, but they never take it. So can I offer Tom Schwartz a deal for you to brand consult for him?
I'll do it for free.
For free. Oh my God, this is a good deal.
Tom,
I'm full of nothing but deals on this podcast, and this is a killer deal.
No one's accepted a deal before.
No one.
Do you think they listen? Do you know they listen?
My friend Ed said that he would pay for a therapist for Katie. He said, I will find a therapist and pay for you to go to therapy. She didn't take the deal. I would take that deal.
How sure are we that they're hearing the deal?
I should probably publicize the deals more, and I'll make sure to put this one out there because I would really like to see a collab between you and Schwartz. I'd like to see what you can do.
You know, I could do like a full, we could just do like one shoot to you know, really show him what I'm capable
one
of.
One shoot?
Yeah.
A photo shoot. They love a photo shoot.
I know they do.
This
That's
is
what I'm
great.
Saying. So I
could, you're pretty smart.
Thank you. I could put a whole team together to really give him, I think he could, because I could see him going full, you know, he could be in like Italian Vogue.
Whoa.
You know?
You're trying to derail him from Tom. He's like finally getting his shit together. Yeah. You swoop in and you're like, man, you could
Look,
be in
we all know
boat.
Tom doesn't need him or Tom.
No.
Like,
doesn't.
They don't care. That's a plot line.
Yeah. Okay. I love this deal.
It's like, holler at me. You can find me on the internet.
We're going to put it out there and we'll see if the deal happens. Then there's like one part in the spa when they put like these neck pillows around their necks, around Brittany and Stassi's neck. And Brittany's like, I love this. What is this? And then the spa guy goes, it's a neck wrap and just educates her. And I was like, they can't put it together.
Can you please do the rest of the podcast in Brittany voice?
In
just
Brittany
for me?
Oh, really, there's a lot more.
Good,
Brittany.
Right? Because you're killing it.
So Jax, Sandoval, and James go to an empty bar to like have bro drinks. And Jax says he's had more sex in the last 2 days than he's had in the past 6 months with Brittany. They're like fully like hate fucking now.
She's sliding back quickly.
She's sliding back. It's like been a 48-hour turnaround.
Like, I just don't get it. Jax must really put it down.
Yeah, I think he definitely does.
He should be a fucking pro at this point.
But I think that resonated with me because I've totally been there in a relationship where you're like having like,
it's very common. It's very common.
But it's like the hate sex, not even like hate sex, but just like sad aphrodisiac sex where it's like crying and then like a crazy sexual journey. And so I feel like, but like Jax doesn't strike me as that emotional of a guy. Like,
well,
he's
there's not much depth there.
Yeah. Like he doesn't seem like very teary or anything.
I feel like he's a psychopath, and if he needed to cry to get
laid, yeah,
he would do it. I think he would literally do anything for sex.
Yeah, I think so too.
Sunglasses. I mean, he would do anything.
Steal sunglasses. Like I think they were like Tiffany sunglasses.
Oh, what?
Which is from like a sunglasses hut. No one needs to know that they make that because those would be like the bottom of
the
barrel.
We don't buy licensed sunglasses.
No.
We don't buy that.
No. And then Tom reveals that he and Ariana haven't had sex in 2 months, which is a long time.
That is a long time. I think that might be a red flag.
That's like, there's an issue.
Cause I mean, Ariana looking good. Boy.
I know. Ariana's looking never good. Looked better.
Looking good.
And James goes, Coachella, mate, did you have sex at Coachella? And then Tom goes, no. And that's like,
that's when you know it's
if
bad.
They're not fucking at Coachella, like there's a huge problem.
Because
these people live for Coachella.
No, they are
they are Coachella.
They are, it's in California. What I've understood about what I understand as an outsider who I think understands California more than most people that don't live here is that Coachella has become a rite of passage for like teenagers and it skips like 20 years to like mid-30s barfly types who want to go do Molly.
Yeah.
And it's a strange combination of people.
Yeah. It's a really strange combination.
But I don't... First of all, hold on. Not to derail where you're going
no,
here.
No, derail.
But
by all means.
James Kennedy is fucking that friend. His gay friend. He's like...
Logan.
Like, that shit is lit.
Yeah.
And I know
they love each other.
I know the producers are pushing that and like cutting it,
but that's a real storyline. That's like,
but if my girl is coming in town after I haven't seen her in a while, I ain't having my homie with me when she comes. Like my man just on the couch, like, hey, like what?
Baking cookies together, preparing for Raquel to come back.
But I could see James being the kind of guy who's just like, whatever.
Yeah. James, I think, gets hotter and hotter with every passing
Fuck
year.
Fuck you, absolutely not.
No?
That makes me, I think, less of you now.
He is hotter than before.
He's a little twink. He's like a twig.
Yeah.
No, that's not even a man. He ain't even a man. I don't, he falls somewhere in between. And not even like a cool, sexy, I just don't think he's that attractive.
He's like weirdly more attractive.
Like the Toms, I get it. Both of them could get it.
Sandoval's like going down. His Sandoval stock.
I mean, he's the worst.
He's
like one of the worst dressed people on television.
DJ James Kennedy's stock on the rise.
I mean, I'm sure you could do that. I'm sure.
No, I'm not trying. Oh, thank you. Really? You think that I could? Oh my God! Thanks. That is really sweet of you.
I really know how. I know.
Yeah.
I know the right thing to say.
James can't believe how much older everyone is than him. And like, he's like, has this moment in the episode where he's like, I'm looking at all their futures, mate. It looks like a nightmare. And like,
what's
clear
the detail
moment
about him that like, wasn't George Michael his like godfather?
Yeah.
Cause his parents are like in the biz.
Yeah. To some degree.
That changed. That makes things a lot. I think he's got
James
nothing to lose.
James is chic.
No, James is not chic.
Damn it.
Kind of.
Okay.
I mean, definitely more
than
these
fucking. I think he got like an inheritance.
I think he did too.
Yeah.
And George Michael is like very cool. Like I think George Michael is very cool. So that does, actually, yes, that gives him a bump up in my book.
Okay.
But he's got a long way to go to the top of the ladder.
He has a long way to go. It's a journey.
But you don't think he...
It's a marathon, not a sprint.
He looks like I could like blow him away.
Honestly, I'm comparing him, I'm literally taking him from like end of season 2 when we saw him like dive into a pool and he looked like a lizard to now when he looks like much more attractive than that. I'm just saying he's growing up in front of our very eyes.
The glow up doesn't mean the result is better. Is not good. Better is just better.
Well, I'm going to give him props. I think he needs encouragement and I want him to know that he's on the right track.
I think you want to encourage him a little more than
I
just
do.
Verbally.
I said that the only way I would go back to Coachella is if DJ James Kennedy is a headliner.
First of all, that is never going to happen. Second of all, what kind of music does he play?
Do you want to bet?
Yeah, absolutely.
You don't think James Kennedy will even be like the Yuma tent?
No.
What about like in the Heineken?
No. No, sponsored parties do not count. He has to be on the bill.
Okay, I'll bet you $5 that he gets on the bill eventually.
The bill, like the, you know what I mean by that?
Yeah, the whole sheet. Shake.
All right.
Done. This is exciting. Okay, so Tom is hitting, there's a scene where he's like trying to kind of lay it down on Ariana and he like kisses her shoulder and she's like, thank you. And then like,
she hit him with a thank you?
Yeah.
You can't hit somebody with a thank you, after a 2-year relationship.
No, a thank you in a 2-year is really bad.
Do you think she's off it? Do you think she's done?
I don't know. I feel like, I don't know. I feel like maybe when you hit that 2-year mark or something, or there's like a certain, I don't know.
I think she could glow up and get her a real celebrity.
Yeah.
And she knows that.
Ariana's hotter than she's ever been. She's in that, she's like riding her horse, which is a really like unexpectedly chic turn of events.
She's rich.
She's looking really good in her like horse riding outfit.
I mean, that's a hot look.
It's a really hot look.
As a wasp man.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't get better than that.
Yeah. Really. If she was really serving it. She was serving equestrian realness.
Well, I mean, I heard her. In a twist, a guy I know knows her,
uh-huh.
like before the show somehow. And she was on his podcast and she was fairly cool.
She's cool.
But I'm saying coming from a guy who like knew her and he was basically asking her about like, yo, this, your life is wild. Like, yeah. I've known you for a long time. This is like kind of crazy.
Yeah.
She had a pretty good perspective on it, but this was a little, I think it's gotten, you know, crazier.
She, when I was doing the first iteration of this podcast called Pumped, she was a guest, like a frequent guest on there, and she was always the shit. She and Tom were the most like normal ones. He's obviously like a little more like out there than she is, but she was like, Ariana was great.
Does she want to be famous?
She was like acting, but then I don't know if that's really her MO anymore. I don't really know.
Interesting.
Because I've lost touch with the cast of Vanderpump Rules, truly.
You could probably rekindle that flame.
I know, but I'm like, I like doing this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you don't want to sacrifice your journalistic integrity.
Mm-mm. I'm nothing if not a serious journalist. Tom says, he goes, he's talking about trying to have sex with Ariana, and he goes, I want to smell her. I want to see her face. I want to watch her have an orgasm. To his boys.
No.
He did.
I know, but like, these guys have really odd, like, I have very open relationships with my male friends.
Yeah.
And their shit is weird.
That's, to me, I was like, I don't think guys talk this way to each other.
Guys don't talk that way to each other. Guys say stuff that's either like funny and stupid.
Yeah.
Or like, yo, man, I'm like in love with her. I like him really. Yeah, yeah, it's either serious or like, yo, I'm trying to smash.
Yeah.
It's not like this in between.
It's not like a poetic like declaration.
No.
Yeah. It felt...
You make the poetic declaration to her. Did you not make it to your man?
To Jax, who literally could not care less.
It might work on him. Jax might start sucking. You don't even, you gotta be careful with Jax. You say something too good, he's just like, shit, all right.
Jax is the kind of guy where it's like, if he's with his bros and they're both like insanely coked out, they'll just like start giving each other hand jobs.
It's really a thing though. There's like a whole like, world of that where it's like, if you party enough, you just are down for whatever.
Yeah. Especially with blow.
Luckily, I was really into downers.
Yeah. Oh, you weren't a bit. Yeah. I was not. Well, I had like a really cokey moment in my youth.
Oh, but, I mean, I did tons of coke.
But it never, it was like not my number one.
It's not a, it's just like I hear that about weird, like Diddy.
Mm-hmm.
Like you hear that Diddy's just like in Miami, like doing so much Molly. It's just like whatever happens, happens.
Yeah.
I love
that. That's very free.
It is very free. I'm not that free. And that's a problem with my personality. That's not a diss on people who are.
You're like, I am heterosexual. Sandoval downloaded an audiobook on intimacy. He's just trying to learn how to seduce Ariana again.
The funny part there is it's an audiobook.
Yeah.
He couldn't hit Barnes & Noble at the Grove.
Also, just like a book about intimacy. Like, you guys are pretty intimate. You live together. Like, I don't think intimacy is the problem.
Intimacy is not the problem.
Tom Schwartz shows up to Pump to apologize to Lisa, which felt like a continuity error because last episode, he and Sandoval like apologized at Long Beach Pride. So I don't know why there's another need.
Long Beach
for this
Pride scene. Was more lit than I expected.
Same. Seemed fun. Yeah. I don't know if I would ever go.
I would not go.
Yeah, but it looked like a good time for them.
That's not my gay market.
What's your gay market?
My gay market is a little more New York flavor.
Okay.
A little bear leaning.
I have not,
at one point.
Like a Folsom kind of? Like a, you know, like a, that the Pride Parade in SF. That's like the Folsom. Yes.
No, not that extreme.
I kind of like that extreme.
I went viral on Bear Tumblr once.
Really?
Yeah. It was a picture of me when I had a large beard. Mm-hmm. And it had like, somebody was like, yo, have you seen this? And I was like, no. And it had like 75,000 likes or something crazy.
No.
And then I clicked on the link because I thought it was a direct link to the photo and the likes. And it was just like, open asses, like my face, other face. It was a wild. It was a wild.
On Bear Tumblr. What was the name of the Tumblr?
I don't remember. I blocked it out. It was just, it was really funny, but then I couldn't live it down. Like the picture was ever, it was funny.
Gay icon.
Yeah, but actually since I've gotten more attention from gays since losing the beard, which is interesting, yeah.
I think beards are on the way out.
It was, I mean, this is 5 years ago.
Yeah. So that was like peak beard time, and now it's all about, I think it's about what you're doing right now, which is like a scruff, like a non-committal beard or like clean shaven.
Non-committal.
Just an in-between.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the line I'm trying to ride.
So there's lots of fashion in this episode that I wanted to talk to you about because you are like a fashionable guy and you have what? No, I mean like you have like good takes on fashion. You like write about it a lot.
Yes, yeah,
and like
yeah.
I would say that you're like, you have good taste.
Thank you.
So I wanted to get your read on the cast.
Well, I can give a whole
choices.
Read. No one, literally not a single one of them can dress themselves.
The collective read is.
Well, the problem is that in LA, it's bad to begin with.
Yeah.
Because you're in your car, so there's no reason to try. I was just talking to my friend who moved here, and I forget about the just general air of sophistication that comes with like living in New York.
Yeah.
That you're just, you can't avoid it, so you end up just soaking it up in some way, and it benefits everyone greatly.
Yeah.
And here, there's just none of that. Mm-hmm. There's just none of it. And these people are the... The fact, though, the really dark part is that they see themselves on TV and don't make a change.
Yeah. That's the truest, most darkest part of it all.
And I don't, and there's, they're
they
also,
lean more into the bad fashion
they
choices.
Think it's a brand.
Yeah.
What strikes me about all of this, and this sometimes, I say this a lot, but it's like, where do you even buy clothes like that? I'll see something.
Melrose Avenue.
And like, where do you even find that?
I'd like literally walk by these stores all day to like go to CVS or whatever. And I'm like, how do these exist? And it truly is, they're Vanderpump funded. They're like, Katie was wearing like some sweat. Did you see the sweatshirt she was wearing?
What did it say?
It was like a black sweatshirt with like, it was like grommet piercing. It looked like it was pierced all the way up the sleeve.
You're right. It's Melrose Avenue.
It's a total Melrose Avenue look. It's like bad stitching. Like Stassi has this like, she's really into like a one shoulder journey right now where it's like one spaghetti strap, but then the other side is strapless with like a sweetheart neckline.
But Stassi's also supposed to be like the chic one.
I know, which is a lol because...
And her apartment looks like a Kmart Jonathan Adler.
It's been not even Jonathan Adler. He's offended at that.
No shots at John.
It's like Kmart Martha Stewart from like 3 years ago.
It's odd.
It's really odd.
I just don't know people like that, that think they have, like she in particular thinks she has like great taste and she just doesn't. I don't really know people like that.
I've said it before and I'll say it again. I think that she dresses like a 2008 fashion blogger.
She does.
Yeah.
But cheaper.
Cheaper. Forever 21.
Does she buy designer stuff though? Because she has money now?
Yes, I think so. I think she spends a shitload of money on clothes and like bags. I'm like, hun, that's sad.
It's not working.
No.
They all, I mean, the guys are arguably worse than the girls.
Sandoval's zip turtle. You saw his zip, lit. His half zip with a blazer.
The
over
half
it.
Zip mock with the printed blazer, the patterned blazer.
That shocked me to my core. I gasped.
If I also, these guys are like pretty good looking.
Yeah.
Like, dog, you ain't got to do much.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of being a man.
Yeah.
You just fucking put on a t-shirt and you're good.
Where should Sandoval shop?
Anywhere but where he is now. I mean, that dude could go to Barney's and just have somebody show him what to wear.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But
true.
Like, it's just so, I just don't understand how men, it's just not that hard. It's just really not.
It's
especially
not.
Like, go to APC, man.
Yeah.
Go to the Acne store and get a t-shirt and some jeans and some Vans and you're good to go.
Yeah.
You live in California, you don't need more than that.
No. You need like one or two jackets.
He's cheap though.
Yeah. Well, he's saving his money to invest in the TomToms.
He should invest in himself. Let me go on record. I'm not a financial advisor, but buying clothes would be better than TomTom.
Yeah. I mean, all of their looks
And it's interesting too, because it's just like they have money and that changes nothing.
It changes nothing, and they all look the same. Like they all look like they're getting it from the same place, which I think happens in friend groups, and that's like not uncommon.
Yeah. I mean, the girls especially like share jumpsuits and stuff. So like I'll see, like there was a photo of Kristen on like a red carpet recently and she's wearing a jumpsuit. I was like, I'll bet she got that from Stassi. And then later on in her Instagram, she was like, I bought it from Stassi. And I was like, I know these people too well.
Borrowing clothes for the red carpet?
Is a real
from your friend,
like not even like a rent a runway.
No, like let me go to your closet.
Yeah, dark.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp? Or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered showerhead comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended this unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement, unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you. Underwear drawers are like the wild west of wardrobes. There's no rhyme or reason to them. Anything goes. When you open that drawer every morning, you have no idea what to expect. But now that I've felt the buttery, soft comfort of MeUndies, my other pairs have got to go, because MeUndies are all I reach for. I received the feel-free lace high-waisted brief from MeUndies, and I have to say, I love to sleep in a high-waisted brief, and I also like to wear briefs under dresses. And let me tell you a thing or two about these briefs. They were super comfortable. I love the fabric, and I feel like they will be the perfect accompaniment to a pair of pajamas or an extra large t-shirt. From all black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for every body. MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. And their Move Me activewear collection is the softest activewear on the market. MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all day wear. MeUndies uses sustainably sourced materials and works with partners that care for their workers. Not happy with your first pair of undies? It's on MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/sexy. That's MeUndies.com/sexy for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. Stassi has like a fake event planning storyline, which is lame. I can't even like
I just it. Event planning is like the new hairdresser.
You think?
It's just, it's kind of like for a girl like that, it's like, I don't know what to, I'm going to be an event planner.
Event plan.
I like parties.
Yeah. I want to like throw a party. It's like not that hard.
It's not.
I could plan that event.
Yes.
And she's not even planning it. Lisa's, you know, like, what? Make sure all the trays are out.
Lisa's like, make sure that she's like, make sure the music is good.
It's like really, really light.
It's not. That's not
top level. Top level overseeing is more.
There's no plan involved. It's literally like you rearrange a flower in the vase.
There should be a little more nuts and bolts, hands on.
Yeah.
Tactical planning.
Book someone. Meet. Yeah, take a meeting.
Yeah.
Take a few meetings.
Yeah. Get your.
Like, did you close the deal for the DJ?
Did you close the deal?
Isn't that what you do when you event plan? You have to close a deal.
You do have to close a deal. That's a dramatic way of putting it, but I know what you mean.
You have to close multiple deals.
Multiple deals.
And
lock down deals.
Yeah. And then have like Excel spreadsheets and like get the trucks to come in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You need like an assistant probably.
Yeah. You don't just like make sure the music is loud enough.
No. That's kind of day of.
I know. It's really, I'm not here for it. Sandoval and Schwartz have a business meeting in Schwartz and Katie's apartment, and they decide the big thing that comes out of their meeting is that they're just going to vent to each other now, and like they're going to make sure not to vent in front of Lisa anymore.
I love that that common sense prevailed.
Yeah.
That's like, what, dude? You have to decide that?
Well, they had to decide, and that Katie was then sitting in between them, and she's like, okay, this is really like overseeing the conversation. She's like, this is really good. This is good. And it's like, you guys are bozos.
I mean, I guess at least she's there for positive reinforcement.
Yeah. Well, Schwartz needs to get a job.
Who's the dumbest one out of those three?
I'd say probably Katie.
Same.
Yeah.
She's a real.
She's a. It's hollow knock piece knock of wood. Who's there? No one. And it's sad too, and I kind of put this together last season, and I'm sad that she had to reveal herself to be such a monster last season, because I wanted to just remain neutral and like not really caring. But like when she was like continually just like monstrous and like being Tequila Katie and like lashing out at people, you know, she had that accident where she like fell through a skylight, right?
Yes.
And she had like brain damage from that. And so I think that has a lot to do with why it's just like,
oh, so it's not just
nobody's
natural.
Home. No.
Because I didn't think anybody was there before, but maybe they were just in their bedroom.
I think it's she was not working with a full deck to truly begin with, and then this lessened it.
There's half a deck.
It's a tragic. It's a tragic comedy.
It is, but you're smiling through it.
Well, someone's got to be brave.
Be strong.
Someone's got to be Sarah positive Marilla's about voice. It. Ariana's horse journey, chic. She's very centered by horse riding. And then her horse, Walter, gets spooked and throws her off.
But she just bounced back.
Yeah, and Brittany goes, oh my gosh. And then...
You can't do that. Every time you do that, I'm going to laugh. Every time. It's so good.
It's good. I like just to go for the laugh, so this is good feedback. But like, so Ariana approaches then Brittany, and they have this whole thing. Like, there's this whole thing of like, you got thrown off the horse, but like, you just got to get back on.
It's a metaphor for life.
Yeah. And then Brittany goes, there's a reason there's a saying about that. And like, and Ariana's like, yeah. And then she like gets back on the horse and then just rides Walter. And it's.
Rides Walter. You sound like you're talking about her new man.
Walter is her new man. He's more. Okay, wait. I have to actually take a moment and be shocked about something. And I'm going to drag you into this darkness too, because Lisa Vanderpump, speaking of horses, posted this like video on her Instagram of her like cuddling with her horse, but the horse has a boner.
Hey.
And it's really gross.
And like, it's easily visible.
Yes.
Are people commenting about it?
No. I feel like I'm being gaslit, because I'm like, this is inappropriate.
Maybe she's into that.
Look, I'll show you.
Please show me. Chris, what'd you do on Tuesday afternoon? I looked at horse dicks on Instagram. It was cool. Big day.
But it's like Vanderpump, so not as dark.
How many followers does Lisa Vanderpump have?
Lisa has 1.7 million followers.
God damn.
Okay. Are you ready for this?
Hold on. Let me put my glasses back on. Okay. She's like mounting the horse. What is this shit? I've never seen this kind of behavior before. Just for the listeners, the horse is laying down with an erection, and Lisa's laying on top of the horse, petting it, like encouraging it.
Yeah.
Oh, I love you. You're the best man I ever lay down with.
No, that's got to be on purpose. That's too sexual. Her copy, her lines are too sexual in nature.
She's also the one singing this song in the background.
Oh, I didn't know that.
A lot of questions. I just was like, I could not believe it, because I was like, is that really your brand of lols, Lisa? Like, that's what you're coming to the table with, like a horse.
But Lisa's whole thing is that she like doesn't have sex,
but she loves to sexualize animals. She's always like talking about dogs being sexy and like,
you think Ken hits though? Ken hits.
Yeah, I think that they like play this coy game. Yeah. But they fuck a lot.
Same.
I had to share that. I'm glad you got on board with that.
I don't know. Let's not look. I didn't get on board. Okay, I saw a video you showed me.
You've been exposed.
Let's focus.
James brings Raquel to Vanderpump Dogs, where Lisa's told her that she's allowed to be volunteer an intern. An unpaid internship.
Internship cleaning up dog shit.
Yeah. And Raquel's down, so she just gets to work.
Where does Raquel go to college again?
Oh, I can't remember, but she studies kinesiology.
Oh, I saw that.
Movement. I live for Raquel. I think she's a true queen.
Ugh. Where's she from?
Who knows? She's literally a Westworld robot.
Beverly Hills. She seems like a Beverly Hills type.
You think so? I think she might be from California.
She's very from California.
Maybe she's from Sonoma, because she was like in a beauty pageant representing, I think, like Sonoma County.
That would make sense.
Yeah. Raquel is like, she's just, there's truly nothing.
There ain't nothing.
Not a single thing.
There's nothing behind those eyes.
And the best is when James is like, he's like, Raquel has really bad anxiety, and so petting puppies like really helps her. Raquel doesn't even get her own like talking heads to explain her MO. It's like James just speaks on her behalf.
Wow, you're right. She just doesn't even, she's just like a fake.
Because she could not put together like a sentence to like try and talk to the camera.
How old is she?
She's like early 20s.
Because she's in college. So
yeah, she's
like 21.
Still young. Yeah. She's like probably.
How old's DJ James Kennedy?
He's like 25 or 26 probably.
And
he's still young. He's in his youth.
So you feel like you can prey on him. I saw it. Look at, just again, listeners at home, she lit up.
Yeah. I stand by my James love.
If you ran into him, look, hold on. If you ran into him at like a juice place, would you shoot your shot?
I'd be like, hey, remember me?
You would pull up from 40.
I would say, hey, how are you? I'd say hi.
And if he was like, yo, let's get out of here.
I'd be like, no.
You wouldn't do it?
No.
Not even midday?
No, not a midday.
It'd be kind of, a midday would be kind of tight.
A midday, like, that's actually kind of the dream, is like you meet a hot celeb.
Yeah.
And then you have just like a midday, let's go back to my place. I couldn't. I'd have to be like drunk.
Well,
to,
celebrity, we're using. This is not a celebrity,
adjacent,
so that's why.
Yeah.
Celebrity adjacent is like, I'm a celebrity adjacent. I know a celebrity.
Yeah.
This guy is like a reality TV personality.
Yeah, I wouldn't. A midday, it doesn't seem like it would be very fulfilling. I don't know what the fantasy is with James. I think the fantasy is just to have the fantasy, but not ever like.
Well, it's probably the best possible outcome.
Yeah, it's good. Lisa, tell James is going to do a Tuesday night turn up.
Yes, I. Wait, is that tonight?
Oh, I don't know. It's every other Tuesday, so it's not like a weekly turn up.
Thank you for clarifying.
So he's going to do his Tuesday turn up, and Lisa says no drinking. And James says, she asks him like what his drinking status is. And he's like, well, I don't take shots anymore. And then it cuts to him like railing a shot with Logan.
That's like Kat Marnell said she doesn't do coke anymore because she only does bumps, not lines. I was like, wow, that's really cool.
That is cool.
That's the same idea though.
Yeah, it's basically.
I don't do shots anymore.
No. Like, just every once in a while with Logan.
Do you think he has a problem? Or do you think he's just like young and dumb?
He might just be young and dumb. I think it's too early to tell.
I
think he probably has to edge into his like late 20s, and then we can see like what really kind of like mental illness is really brewing, or if any, and if he's like truly.
If any. Look, if any.
I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt.
Don't walk it back.
Then we have like Ariana's horse competition, which like, her horse journey started out chic, but then we get to the competition and it's like, it's lots of dirt everywhere.
Yeah.
It was like not the look.
Oh, riding horses is cool on your property. You know what I'm saying? I don't care about that doesn't interest me.
I care about a competition if it's like there's grass.
I'm more to the lifestyle.
Yeah.
Than the actual
what
sport.
It represents.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Yes.
This seemed like it didn't represent much of what I thought that it did. When we got to the competition, I was like, I'm confused.
You didn't ride horses growing up, right?
No.
What did you do?
I played softball.
Interesting.
I know. I was like a softball player, and then like I just like did drugs after that.
Tight.
Yeah.
Cool pivot.
What, I had to get my street cred back after like a softball.
No, I did drugs too, though. Okay. Like, don't get it twisted, Chris. I was also doing drugs. You know what I'm saying? I had to be up for the games on Saturday, but
as soon as you asked me and I said I played softball, I knew that that was the wrong answer.
But you know what? There's no wrong answer when you're being truthful.
Yeah, that's true.
I didn't do drugs.
What did you do growing up?
Music and skateboarding.
Okay, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, you would think. But I also think that I think I'm a natural athlete and I should have stuck with it.
Yeah. I know. I think that about a lot of things. Like if I had just like kept doing, not softball really, because I got not so into that like later in high school, but like, I don't know. I did ballroom dancing for a while, which was fun. I wish that I had continued that.
That is tight.
Yeah, it was fun.
I didn't have that option in the South. I did take.
You don't have that option in the South?
No, I did cotillion though. So I learned all of the proper.
Really?
Yeah.
Were you an escort to the debutante? Oh, is that different from cotillion?
Yeah, that's like real rich people hours.
Okay. I thought cotillion was rich people hours.
No, it's kind of just like if your parents, like my mom wanted me to know what fork to use, even though my mom isn't even really like that.
Yeah.
It was an odd choice, but it's also like what people did. So that's nice.
You learn your manners.
You learn manners. You learn to like dance, like regular dance steps.
Yeah.
You know? You learn to like how to be like nice to women.
Mm-hmm. Important.
Yes.
Yeah.
In today's climate, cotillion is definitely a benefit for me.
I think every man should have a cotillion moment. If that's truly like the pillars of cotillion.
That is kind of part of it. But all my Southern upbringing in general, though, is weirdly like about that.
Yeah.
Like I think New York is rubbing it out of me because it's just, people are like, what the fuck? Why'd you say yes, ma'am?
But you're a gentleman at heart.
I can't hide who I am.
Did you used to have an accent?
Yeah, you can't tell, right? A little bit?
Maybe I could if we like talked for longer.
Yeah, because
you're from where, Atlanta?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I've tried to hide it over the years.
You're pushing down your truth. Jackson Brittany's apartment looks like a hoarder's den, to circle back to their like horrific apartments. And there's a lot of like red and brown. There's a really heavy duty red and brown color scheme that it also chilled me to the bone. I couldn't take it. They're in like a crawl space with a couch that has a fridge next to the couch in the red wall and a brown couch. And I was like, this would give me a heart attack.
Had a decorator?
No, I think that they just go in and Jax decides to paint.
Where do you think they
buy
furniture?
Z Gallery.
You didn't hesitate, and that, because that's the right answer.
Yeah,
I agree with you. And Z Gallery is like a West Coast thing.
Yeah,
but I'm familiar with it, and I agree that is definitely where they're buying it.
That is, they love a Z Gallery moment.
Can't even go to CB2.
They go to like a Z Gallery outlet.
Wow.
And get down.
Can you even imagine what's in a Z Gallery outlet?
I don't. I can imagine like how it smells and how it would make me feel, and I don't like it.
It would make me feel superior.
It would make you feel superior
for knowing that I'm like at the landfill.
It make those situations make me feel dark.
Where is the outlet, you think?
In like Lancaster, I'm sure.
Fuck, I love California talk. I love shitting on California cities I've never been to.
Yeah, it's like Rancho Cucamonga. It's definitely in like an outlier city.
Yes.
Not maybe like right outside of LA County proper.
I love it.
They go to Z Gallery and like pick out faux fur pillows and just like live their lives.
I bet the boys go together to Z Gallery.
Oh my God. They also get like my obsession with Jackson Brittany's old apartment. They had all these like little signs that had.
That's
like,
very Southern.
Yeah. Oh.
That's like my mom likes stuff like that.
They have one in their new apartment that says, "Welcome to reality. Like, come back anytime."
It's so dumb.
Too much.
Like, you have to look at that every day.
You went somewhere and said, oh my God, I love that. And I want to put it in my house and look at it every day and have everyone that comes into my space see it and understand that that is how I feel about.
I would go as far as to say it's a mantra for them.
It's welcome to reality. It was a sassier. They've gotten sassier because like last season it was like they had all ones that were about the beach, even though they lived in like Koreatown. So they'd be like, please wipe the sand off your shoes now. Like it was like, you're fucking, you live 6 miles away from the beach.
It'd take you an hour to get to the beach.
You live an hour and a half away from the beach on a good day.
It's a California mindset. Mm-hmm. That's what you're...
It's like sun in my hair and sand in my shoes. Koreatown. I'm like, honey...
Let Brittany glow up. Brittany fucking came all the way from Alabama. She wants to tell her friends she lives at the beach. Let her do it. Fucking hate her.
Jax is trash. He's claiming he's like not manipulative. They're sitting on the couch and Brittany's like, I just hope that there's no more news that you haven't told me that I know everything that you did. And he's like, there's no more news. Like, what? And then he has this one moment where he's like, well, I'm not being manipulative. Like, we could just call it quits now. We could just break up now. And she's like, I don't know. And like, it's just, you see how he like controls. She's
it.
Like a puppet on a string.
Because he smashed homegirl countless times.
He and Faith like have been banging.
Like what leads someone like Faith, who knows him correctly. Mm-hmm. She's been around for the whole time. Right?
Yeah.
To just like, fuck it. I'm letting him hit raw.
I think.
Like, is it just that? Is it just people get fucked up and shit just happens? And then it's just like, well, I already did it now, so who cares?
I think it's a long, simmering flirtation that happens. And then you're just around, you're kind of all partying with the crew. She gave an interview this week to Us Weekly where she, like, laid the background of how it all happened. She said that they were, like, hanging out a lot and he'd be really flirty and kind of, like, his eye contact would linger and he'd make comments about her butt. And then she said one time she... And Jax and Brittany were like all partying together and she left and Jax was like texting her. He's like, why'd you leave? Like, I convinced Brittany that we could have a threesome and Brittany was texting her like to come back so that they could have a threesome. And then finally, like, Jax told her that he and Brittany were on the rocks and that's when they kind of started fucking, because it was like...
So she didn't do the threesome?
No, she didn't do the threesome. That would have been iconic.
I mean...
I think Brittany is bisexual, truly. She and Doty hooked up last season.
Brittany is like the most unattractive person on earth.
That's mean.
Brittany
is attractive. She just like, I think she ruined her body with those breast implants.
No, I don't mean physically. I just mean everything. I think it hits too close to home for me.
It's just not your brand of like,
well, I just, female. I left that world behind and I have not looked back. Like, that's the kind of girl that some dude I know from high school would have married and had three kids with, and they live in the suburbs.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And that, it's just too...
It's very, like, it's kind of like Oklahoma adjacent, I guess, too, but, yeah.
What I've learned as I've gotten older is that there's rednecks everywhere. Mm-hmm. I thought that was such a southern thing, and I was like, no, California has rednecks. Canada has rednecks, for Christ's sake.
There's so many rednecks.
It freaks me out.
Yeah, it's freaky. Kristen's like, we never get to see her anymore, which I'm sad about. Like, I miss Doty.
Good riddance.
You don't let no Doty antics for you?
I'm good. It's too... She's scary.
Really?
Yeah.
I love it.
I'm not here for it.
She's such a dark... Like, she's like a demon. Like, but
she,
I love it.
When she punched Homeboy in the face, I was like, I'm out.
When she punched James in the face?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
About... Because, like, she was, like, flirting with her trainer or something like that.
But she punched his ass in the face, like, hard.
Yeah.
And you know his little ass can't take that.
Yeah. But he spit at her. They had a volatile relationship.
Oh, it's all bad. Yeah. I'm not placing blame. I was just like, okay, you're like OD, like actually insane.
Yeah. Oh, she'll get physical. That's what I like about her. I live for Doty.
Oh, she will get physical.
No, Doty is a queen. Like, when I met her, I felt like an attraction to her. And I was like, because she's just like...
You mean just like when a celebrity's in the room, you feel drawn to them, or a sexual attraction?
No, a sexual attraction. Like, Doty will like...
I think you have a better chance with her than James Kennedy.
Yeah.
She's the kind of person I could see becoming a lesbian because she hates men so much.
Yeah. And you would just like... You could really like just make vegetables for her blog, Vegaholic. You could make like vegetarian dishes and just like talk shit about...
Thanks, guys. Tune in next week. I'm gonna go ahead. I'm good. I think I've done all I can do here. Your beloved host is a lost fucking cause, ladies and gentlemen.
No, they're on board. The listener is on board.
I know they're
with
on board.
Doty.
I want to tell them that they need to get off board. Just de-board.
You're going
to
get a lot of hate online for this, for trash talking our queen. I just miss Kristen. I just like think she's fun to watch and like...
I think she's a vital part of the show.
They're not utilizing her anymore and they're phasing her out.
They're definitely phasing her out. She has no storyline.
She has no storyline. And it just makes me sad. Sandoval and the boys go out. Again.
That's every day.
Yeah.
Wiz Khalifa voice.
Saturday. Jax is always like, he does this like repeat not like a meme, but he's always like saying this over and over on his like social media, is like Saturdays for the boys.
No, that's a branding. That's it. That's his gym tan laundry.
That's his, but it's like not taking off.
No, you're right, but it's just not like happening.
It's not really happening for him. He's trying to make it a thing. He's always like Saturdays for the boys, like all the time.
Where do you think they go?
They go to like trash places.
Just like bars in Hollywood?
Yeah. They go to like bars that I've never even heard of, or bars that you or I would just like walk past and be like, what is that? And like never go
like
in.
Like sports bar in nature or just like whatevs?
I think like maybe like a gastro pub.
That is so oddly specific and also means nothing at the same time that I can barely respond
but
to
you
that.
You got it.
Of course I got it.
Yeah. Gastropub.
Okay. Saturdays are for the gastropub.
Saturdays are for the boys, the GP.
We're hitting the gastropub, getting some onion rings.
Yeah. They love a gastropub. They have like beers on taps with also shots.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. But yeah. I also feel like they like cocktails.
They love a cocktail, like, but like sugary cocktail. Like, yeah. I don't think that they've ever had like a Sandoval. He's made me a cocktail before. And it was good. He's a talented bartender, but
I'm not going to say it's an oxymoron, but I've noticed on the show that they harp on that. Like, oh, he's very talented
bartender. Yeah. Well, I'm here to tell you it's true.
Well, if he's a talented bartender,
He would go to the good places?
Well, no. I think that he would prefer to be called a mixologist.
Oh, yeah, true.
And if you're going
to... That word feels like a slur to me, though. Mixologist.
Me too.
I don't love
That's
it.
Why I suggested it.
Okay, we need to talk about the food and drink selection at Stassi's party for Brittany, because it made no culinary sense. Not that I expected it to.
Spago didn't do the catering?
No. They had chocolate milk shots.
Gross.
That's fucking foul.
What was that?
Katie shook up. She was like, spank chocolate milk, and like shook up like a cocker with chocolate milk.
And what was the alcohol?
I don't know. What do you?
I hope it was fucking vanilla Ciroc.
It needed to be like Kahlua or something.
Yeah, that's
right?
True. Yeah.
I don't know.
Gross.
I don't want to like start the night off with like a fresh double shot of chocolate milk mixed with like. That's not how I get into the partying mood.
I thought girls like to like, you have a glass of wine while you're getting ready, or maybe a vodka or tequila.
Mm-mm. I don't really do like a hard alcohol alone at the house ever.
So if you're getting ready for a big night out in the town, you're having a white wine?
No, I usually don't drink like if I'm getting ready. I don't like do a pregame, but like sometimes if I'm home like and I have a bottle of wine, I'll have like a glass of wine, just like watch a show or something.
Sure.
But like not ever, I don't do like... Like, the Vanderpump crew will, like, go over to each other's houses at 2 in the afternoon and make, like, a fucking vodka lemonade. And I'm like, I don't speak that language. I don't even understand it.
So, okay. No, I don't. Look, I don't
understand
either.
They're like, do you want a Jaeger and Coke? They're like, sure.
It's just when I was in my heyday of partying, though, I knew a lot of people like that. You just find each other.
Yeah. Well, it's a lifestyle.
It's a lifestyle, but they make it look bad.
It's why I guess there is like a way to make it look good or chic, and it's just like doing it without being so messy about it. But
well,
like,
yeah.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Because they had crab legs.
Where'd they get them?
I don't know, but like, I don't think that I think they got them like to go from somewhere.
That's not.
I don't think Stassi made crab legs.
Crab legs is not a to-go food.
No, you don't get crab legs to go and then like put it on the table.
No.
Like a fresh swig of chocolate milk into my crab leg appetizer is truly, I'm like, what the fuck are you guys talking about?
No, that's insane.
That's insane.
That's wild behavior.
That's not even like a joke, like, lol, we were so silly tonight and we drank this and ate this. It's like, you don't even know what food means. You don't know what flavors are.
Your palate is less developed than I even thought.
Yeah. And then they had a sub sandwich that was... But it was like one sandwich that looked like a 6-inch sub that they just cut into
tiny little squares.
They cut it into like 4 squares and set it on a plate. And that was part of like the spread. And then beer cheese, which was like Kristen made that.
Like warm?
It looked like queso kind of.
Yeah, for dipping a pretzel in?
Yeah, but like the kind of beer cheese, because beer cheese was like a thing on Jackson Brittany Tate Kentucky. Like her grandmother, Mama, would like loved beer cheese.
I'm deceased. I'm literally, I gotta go. I really gotta go. I have dinner in Venice at 6, so I just need to go. I need to just get out there. If you could just let me leave. Mama.
Yeah, Mama loved beer cheese, but like when the best thing about beer cheese was they're in Kentucky and they go to this restaurant and they're like, oh my God, we have to order beer cheese. Oh my God, like get the beer cheese. And then they order beer cheese at this restaurant and it comes and it's in like a container that you'd buy at the store. It's like a Trader Joe's. It's literally a Trader Joe's in the middle with like
hide it. They didn't white label it. They leaned into it
and made it part of the plate. It was like truly they just opened the container, peeled back the plastic, and then put it there and put some crackers around it. And they were like, we got Mama's beer cheese recipe, and it cuts back to that. I'm like, what recipe? They literally like they went to a restaurant. It was from the store.
It looked so distraught.
Really, I was like, I don't get it.
You look troubled.
The food really troubled. They always find a new way to like trouble me more than I ever thought I could be.
That's what keeps you coming back.
Yeah. It's like my drug. Awe. Because I'm like, okay, chocolate milk shot, crack open a crab leg, eat a little piece of a sub, and then like dip into some beer cheese. Like that truly, I'm like.
Eat a little piece of a sub. Just nibble on a little sub square.
There's sub square. One sub for 6 people. They got one sub and then just chopped it up into a square.
And you're telling me that it was a 6-inch on a 12-inch, right?
It looked like a 6-inch.
Do you think it was from Subway or from like Blimpy?
I feel like it was from...
Like Gelson's?
Like Jimmy John's.
I mean, look, I would never slander Jimmy John's.
No, you know where it was from?
Where?
Because I know that Jax likes it. It's from Jersey Mike's.
Why do you know that?
I just know it. I know it in my soul. I was like, that's it. That's where the sub's from. I'll put money on that. I wish someone from the cast would confirm. Maybe Ariana will listen to this and she'll confirm my Jersey Mike.
That's what you're looking theory. For.
Yeah.
How would that make you feel?
If I was right about that?
Yeah.
Like I'm doing my job right.
Okay.
I'd take pride in it.
You should.
Yeah. Moving on from the dinner party. James Kennedy is telling all the boys about his Turn Up Tuesday.
Yeah.
And he says like mock your calendar for the 6th. And he can't, and it comes out that he can't pronounce 6th. And they're like, what did you say, man? And he was like, I can't pronounce 6th. He's like, I'd say 5th, and then I say 6th.
I can't. Like, what the fuck is wrong? First of all, what's wrong with these people? Second of all, what's wrong with you? I mean, that's
what are you talking about? This is what this podcast
is. I know,
is.
I know.
What did you think this podcast was?
I knew this is what it was.
Okay, good.
But I think that...
It's these details that really build out the whole world. These are the things that I care about.
I appreciate your dedication to the medium.
Are these moments of
true?
Of true, just like what the fuckery? Yeah. Of like, you can't pronounce 6th? 6th? He goes, no mate, 6th.
I'm dying.
It's like, he can't do it.
I think I'd rather hear you do it than him, though. I think you're just really selling it to me.
I love it. And then, the girl, like the witches of WeHo, like do a stupid spell for like scorned lovers or whatever, which is like, shut up. Brittany's like, I don't dabble in black magic, but I think Jesus would approve of this. And I was just like, you guys are lame. Yeah. Oh, but the best was they do this spell and like, pretty much everyone's wasted by this point, and they like do the spell, which is like you write your name on a candle and then like pour wax onto a drawing of a heart and then like slam a toothpick into a lemon. I was like, you guys, I don't think that this is like legit, but sure. And then Kristen, like she's Brittany, like slams the toothpick into the lemon, and Kristen goes, I already feel your hurt going away, and like smirks. Kristen could feel the hurt going away. You hate Kristen. You're just like freaked out.
Actually, I hate Sheena.
Sheena is the worst.
Sheena, dumb as hell.
She's so dumb. But it's kind of, I kind of love her for how dumb she is, because it's like amazing to watch.
She's abysmal.
She can't do it. Sheena's also wasted at this point. And then she's like, she initiates like all the girls making out, which is like her classic Sheena go-to. Like, she's always like trying to get girls to like make out and like make out with them. And it's like,
I don't like that.
If you have to do that, you don't really want to make out with girls. You just want to do it because there's a camera on you and you're like needing attention. Yes.
Well, who's her? Isn't her new man Alessandro Ambrosio's brother?
No, it's Amber Valletta's brother.
That is so wild.
I know.
What a cornball.
It's chic.
I mean, what does he do?
I don't know. He's like a branding guy, I think.
Watch your fucking mouth. Don't disrespect your guest in your fucking home.
Rob Spalletta.
No.
He has something to do with Diff Eyewear.
What the fuck is that?
Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Next.
It's the sunglasses that they all hawk on their social media. Sheena's wasted. Oh, then Lala finally comes back. Thank God. Give them Lala. What do you feel about Lala?
I mean, she's a pro.
Yeah. I'm excited that she's back on the show. I didn't think she was ever going to leave.
Though. I think she's good for TV, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, she's great for TV. Lisa thinks Lala has a joie de vivre, and I agree. Mm-hmm. Sure. The music has gone above and beyond to, like, a new level. There's, like, the transitional, like, music moments.
Oh, yes, yes, the interstitials.
Yeah, the interstitials have gone, they're, like, full-blown songs now.
Who's making them?
I don't know. That's a big question. They have like lyrics and they kind of relate now back to whatever's happening.
You need to find the music supervisor.
Who? Okay, I can do that.
Oh, I know you can. That's why I said it.
I'm like done.
Okay. You're taking notes. Yeah. Find music supervisor.
Supervisor. Because they have one song that's like, I'm about to tear shit up.
That sounds like a SoulCycle song.
It was like kind of catchy.
Was it Dua Lipa?
No, they're off brand.
Yeah, they're like music.
They're like
versions.
You record 20 seconds of a song, and then we play it on this thing. Sandoval gives Jax a chastity cock chamber.
I saw the picture of that. Is that like a joke, or is that like a thing people are into? Is that like a cuck thing?
That's a thing. Someone followed me on Instagram recently named Chastity Slave, and it's all memes about wearing that type of thing. It's great content. Yeah. I followed back and
please
it's
forward
like,
that to me.
Yeah, it's Chastity Slave is lit.
That sounds like some niche content I could get into.
Yeah. The meme, I did not know. You can really make a meme about anything is something I learned this
year. God damn right. And that's why I love this country.
Yeah. Then Brittany calls Jax because Ariana reveals that he and Faith fucked like multiple times. So then they have the fight, which is a scene that you watched.
Yes.
Yeah. And Jax gets angry and psychotic. I think he's like pretty abusive towards her.
Yeah.
Screaming like that.
Jack's done some dirt in his time.
Yeah.
Jax is a bad man.
He's a bad guy.
Bad man.
Yeah.
But I don't understand. I just, his whole thing, I understand with her because I think she's a little dumb.
Mm-hmm.
So I think she was, I think like someone like Stassi seems a little more like world weary.
Yeah.
And but I guess she was younger.
I think Stassi was more in, like, in the driver's seat because
that's
she...
That's true. She's smarter than he is.
Yeah, she was smarter than he was. So she could, like, boss him around or make
himbo.
Him feel really bad. Yeah.
She was. You think she was using it for the dick?
Probably.
Because
what else are you going to use Jax for?
He gets less
and less attractive as time goes on.
Yeah, he's looking a little bit more like a water brain these days.
He has, like, a weird thing with his hands. They just, like, look like paws now.
He's looking thick.
He's thick. He's thickening up.
He's thickening, but that might be,
this
like...
This is, like, a guy thing that happens. The Alec Baldwin.
Not on this side.
Yeah.
You can't,
but Jax is like, he is like addicted to supplements. So.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think he's doing it on purpose.
He darked me out. And then Brittany's like, I fucking hate you. And then everyone at the party, Stassi's party, is like weirded out. And then there's like a Hills moment where everyone just stares off into space. And the episode ends on like a 30-second montage of every single character just staring into
the distance.
I would
love for Vanderpump to move more in the Hills direction.
It is.
That's great.
It is moving. It's like, it's recession Hills.
Yeah.
Post-recession.
Post-recession
This is
Hills.
What we get. Yeah.
This is what we deserve.
This is our LA, like, moment is... Post-recession is Vanderpump Rules.
That's true. That's a really good take.
And like Hills was pre-recession.
God, what a great show.
Yeah. Iconic. Brittany's not allowing Jax to go home. And then that's it. Sheena's blackout, and she's like, I am so down for that, Brittany. Let's do it. Like, Sheena's just like full blown slurring, being like, time to make out. And like, have every line she says is just like, you know, that she's on the verge of like passing out.
She's the worst.
Yeah. I was glad to like not have to get a lot of Sheena this episode.
Where's Mike though?
TBD. I hope he's okay. He was the ultimate casualty of this show.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Fame ruined him.
Mike Shay died for like all of our sins.
So Sheena could live.
Yeah, so Sheena could truly live. Man. Well, that's about it. Do you have anything left to say?
No, I feel great about this.
You feel good? I feel good about it too.
Good.
There's good lols.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Well, actually, you know what? Thank you.
You're welcome.
There we go.
Do you want to plug yourself? Where can the listener find you?
In the fucking streets, you know what I'm saying? You can find me, not in the streets, actually. You can find me on the internet, where you can find everyone. If you would like to follow me on Twitter, my strongest medium, that's at Done to Death. If you'd like to follow me on Instagram, my second strongest medium, it would be at Done to Death Projects, because someone's sitting on my handle.
Oh, damn.
I know.
And yeah, we'll keep you posted if Tom Schwartz takes the deal. It's a good deal.
It's a great deal.
It's Tom, the best deal that I've ever offered on this podcast.
Tom, I'm here for you.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.
This episode of Sexy Unique Podcast is brought to you by the following premium sponsors: Lori Wheat, Meredith Good, and William Jones. Thanks to you guys, it's all happening.
I know I'm feeling, cause I know I know I'm feeling, cause I know I know.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.